So, tell me about your adventure. You've just come back from where? What did you experience?
We were in the past, so it was how this happened. It was late June in the afternoon. I came home and I heard the phone ring. So I took the phone and I heard some voice, strange voice, like, "I need help, I need help." So I picked up and say, "Hello, is someone there?" But the phone gun, it's dead.
You heard the voice not on the phone?
No, I heard voice on the phone, but it's...
But then it went dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. Then after the short time in the morning, I heard this voice in the phone again. It was saying again, "I need help, please come here, someone is there." And I asked again, "Who are you, what you need?" And then I heard, then it's phone gun again, it's dead again, and I didn't hear this person again. But I only got the message from this person, like name and number of the street.
Okay.
So I took my book and the name was Henry Madsen, and this man was the soldier. I read this from his biography, from my book. This was a man, he was a soldier.
So you were reading a book?
Yes.
And the person from the book called you?
No, this was real person. He called me because he needed help.
But he was also in your book?
Yes, like his biography. His biography was in the book because I took his name and found this in my book with names. This, you know, this list where so many names standing.
And a telephone book?
Yeah, telephone
book. Where you've got the names and the numbers?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And a little bit biography. So this man was the soldier. He was in the army. He was born in 1813, but he died at the 1887.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know how he found me because I was in modern, like, world, new world in my time, but I found one interesting information. He was in a prison, so I found my friend Lisa, and we talked about that, and she said the old prison is still standing near in our town. So we took the car and we went there.
You and Lisa together?
Yeah, and my friend, but I forgot his name. I think he was friend from the Lisa, and I didn't know him so well.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the car and we ride to this house. Not first we ride to this house, then we saw the old prison. In this house was one.
What did you? Is that the house where the man used to live?
Yeah. It looks so modern, so we was a little bit shocked how he was dying in the past, but his house is so modern. In this house was one woman, and she said, "What you need, little kids?" We said, we went here to ask how he's going, is he okay, why he was ringing to us. And she say, "Who's the soldier? But you can come in and speak with me, and then we have to decide to follow her rules and come in, or go to say we was just asking if he okay and leave."
Yeah.
We took the leave this house, and then she starts strange screaming, and I was a little bit scared, so we ran to our car, but we didn't saw it. We didn't see our car. We was a little bit shocked. And then my friend say, "I remember I parked my car here. We took our car and the car was here." We was we was very confused. So then we look at this modern house, and it wasn't a more modern house because it was this old prison. It was old prison.
On the same, yeah, at the same space. Yeah. So it had turned into the old prison.
And I thought one strange thing and said to my friend, guys, I think we are in the past. So this soldier, we can find him, and I think he's alive. We were standing near this old prison to find a way how to get in. And suddenly we saw the prison start to burning. The flames was coming out of the windows, and it could be destroyed in 3 or 4 minutes. And I heard the voices from the prison, and I heard the same voice like from like in my phone was like when my phone was ringing. It was saying the same words, and the same voice was, it was, help, I need help, is someone there? Then I was trying to punching the door to say, open up, the prisons should get out of there. And then I can't touch the door more because it was all burnt and so hot that I
couldn't touch
burn it myself. Yes. And then we saw more soldiers. They was coming from the other side to prison. And again, we needed to decide: should we leave and go to the safe place, or should we stay and help soldiers? So we stayed to help soldiers, because I love to help people. And yes, and they were so scared too, the soldiers, but they broke the door of the prison, and prisons was coming out. But we asked one soldier after then, is everyone out of this prison? And we asked about this soldier, what we was found, this Henry Manson. And they said Henry Manson lost his soul, left his soul to his devils.
To the devil?
Yeah, like in the prison, okay. Yes. So he dead. And at this time I was shocked. I was standing and I closed my eyes to understand what is happening here. And when I opened my eyes, we were on the same place, but we were in our time. So modern house was again here, the old prison gone, and yeah, this woman was screaming at us, and our car was there. So we ran to our car and gone to my home.
Went back, eh?
Yeah, we went back, and then we were sitting under the tree, and I understand this was the crazy journey, but I will remember this journey the rest of my life. So we was in the past and now we're in the future, and my friend is alive. Now I know how this person died, so I can write that he's no more living.
Yeah. So you're very, very good. Very well done. I just stopped.